You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, power is coming back on in Green Bay after a storm hit the city on Wednesday. We'll get an update on the recovery during our state news roundup. Now, also in Green Bay, the writing isn't on the wall. It's actually going onto the sidewalks. As part of a public arts project to promote poetry and walking, new sidewalk slabs will be printed with some short poems written by residents. Green Bay is following in the footsteps of Appleton, which has been printing poetry on concrete for about 6 years now. Laura Schley is the Green Bay Public Arts Coordinator. Laura, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Paula Vandehei is Director of the Appleton Department of Public Works. Paula, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me as well.
Paula, I want to start with you. You've got some of this poetry on the ground already. Tell us how this idea, putting poetry on the sidewalks, got off the ground in Appleton.
Yeah, it was actually at a conference in Chicago a couple years ago, and there was a person there from St. Paul, Minnesota, and he was talking about how he created the sidewalk program there. So I brought it back to Appleton, and we are actually in the sixth year of our sidewalk poetry program.
And Paula, talk us through how this works. What are the steps in going from the creation of a poem to walking on it?
Yeah, so the first thing we do is we reach out to our school district as well as all of the residents in Appleton, and we ask them to create poems for us. They submit those poems. We have a selection committee that then meets and selects 5 poems each year, and we get about 300 poems that get submitted. And then once we pick the 5 poems, it's really neat because they come and read their poems at a city council meeting. So it's actually usually a pretty emotional night for the poets to get to read their poems. And then we create stamps, and each poem gets stamped in about 3 different locations throughout the city.
And Laura, I understand you contacted Paula about that Appleton project. What made you want to pick this up in Green Bay, too?
Well, as the public arts coordinator, we work a lot in visual arts, and visual art is seen as public art normally, but there wasn't a whole lot of emphasis on the literary arts, and poets need to be included in that as well.
And where are you at in the process of getting your sidewalk poems laid down?
We actually just received our stamps in the mail last week, so we had a fun time opening them up. And we just selected our first 5 locations to imprint them, hopefully later this month.
Now, describe the stamp. What is that? Is this like a big, sidewalk section, like, sized thing?
Yeah, ours average probably about 28 inches wide, or deep, sorry, by 45 inches wide. And then they're just made out of like a high-density plastic that has some handles attached to it. And thankfully, the contractors know how to install it and have it all look great.
Now, Paula, talk about the form of the poetry. I know you got a rule you have to follow if you write a sonnet. There are rules if you write haiku. Are there rules to make the lines fit in the sidewalk square?
Yeah, so we say that we at maximum you can have 10 lines, and then there can only be 35 characters per line. So it's, as Laura said, they can only be so big. The poem has to fit within one sidewalk square, which is 5 by 5 feet. So sometimes we get poems that are, a couple thousand words long, and obviously that's just too large to print into a sidewalk square. So we do provide those guidelines each year for our poets to follow.
And what kind of response, Paula, you mentioned you get hundreds of poems submitted. What kind of response do you get from the public as people are walking around and starting to see these things?
Oh, people love it. In fact, we have a biking group that creates a bike route each year, and then they go and they bike around the community, and then they stop at each poem, read it, and then have a little conversation about, what that poem means to them, because part of art, obviously, is not everyone has the maybe same idea of what that poem means to them. So kind of that conversation is one of the things that we really like about the poetry.
Talking to Paula Vandehei from the Appleton Department of Public Works and Laura Schley from the Green Bay Public Arts Department, talking about a project that's been going on in Appleton starting now in Green Bay, where residents write poems and they get stamped into sidewalk squares for people to read, enjoy, and make bike routes around. Laura, can you talk about the role of public art in cities like Appleton and Green Bay?
Public art is really just a great tool that communities can use to make it a place that people want to visit and hopefully live at and start their lives and families. And it's just a really great way to create an identity for a community in a nice and accessible way for everyone to hopefully appreciate, and if not, at least start a conversation from it.
And Paula, talk about the value. I mean, you could have picked famous poems from all of human history. Talk about the importance of having these be things written by local residents.
Yeah, some of the feedback we got is just the feeling of pride that people get when they wrote something. You know, they created it, and now they get to see it in their community. The teachers from the school district also just, like, really thank us, because they said sometimes when you give that school assignment of, hey, guess what, you have to write a poem, it wasn't that exciting. And now they just say, like, oh, the kids get so excited because they think, what if my poem that I write, you know, ends up getting stamped on the sidewalk? So we get really good feedback from the teachers as well.
Laura, are you hearing that in Green Bay? Are you hearing from schools, or are they participating in these projects?
Absolutely. We had two classes actually submit a bunch of poems, and those were a delight to read through.
And Paula, you've been doing this 6 years now, I think, in Appleton. Is this something you're just hoping to keep going as long as you can?
Yeah, it kind of has a life of its own. So once you start something like this, I think it'll be really difficult to end it. But, and we don't want to end it. We have created a map that's on our website that shows where each of the different poems is located. And obviously we have so much, you know, so many neighborhoods to cover yet. So we're excited to keep it going.
Laura, when you've got the stamps in hand, as you mentioned, how will we be able to find poems around Green Bay?
Once we get them installed, then we're also going to be developing a map that'll be available on our website. And we're currently in the process of developing a physical paper copy of an art map for Green Bay as well.
Paula, can you talk about some of the other public art things you have going on in Appleton?
Yeah, so one of the things, so as Director of Public Works, what I try to do is say, hey, let's find ways to have public art with the things that we are already doing. So examples, obviously, is Public Works Department has snowplows. So we've worked with the students to paint our snowplows each year with different winter kind of themes. So something that probably sometimes irritates our residents, having the plows come down the streets, now maybe brings some joy. We've done, you know, mural painting on our walls. We have some mandala artwork on our parking ramps. Bridge painting, sidewalk chalking, just kind of anything where we already have that infrastructure, and we just try to make it open to, you know, opportunities for art in the community.
And Laura, you've got the poems coming to your sidewalks. What other public art can we look for in Green Bay?
Well, last week we actually just unveiled a new mural on the Broadway District, and they're going to be getting another one later in August here, and we'll be installing another mural over on Adams Street in September. And then we're also working currently on our bus shelter art project, where we're getting local art submissions that are printed in vinyl, and then we're going to be attaching those to some bus shelters throughout the city.
Laura, as we start to wrap up, if people think, yeah, I want my poems literally carved in stone, how can they submit for next year's round of sidewalk poetry?
Well, I'm definitely intending on continuing the program next year. We always release our calls for artists or poets or whatever it may be on the city website, and we share that through Facebook, and then I send out email notification for our artist database. So if people are interested in being involved in future programs, we have an artist database that people can sign up online, or they can always give me a call.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Paula, you were inspired by St. Paul. Laura and Green Bay were inspired by you and Appleton. If another community, somebody in another community is listening, saying, yeah, I want to do this too, how do they get started?
Yeah, they can definitely shoot either Laura or I or email. We'd be happy to share. You know, we have all the specifications, guidelines and stuff like that. We'd be happy to share what we've learned through the program with any other community.
We'll leave it there. Thank you, Laura, so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Paula, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Green Bay Public Arts Coordinator Laura Schley and Paula Vandehay, Director of Appleton's Department of Public Works. We talked to them about public art projects that bring residents on board to write poems that are then stamped on sidewalk slabs in each of their cities. Hey, if you have a favorite local public art project, take a picture and send it to us. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Show some local pride there.